Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Right Now Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Publishing, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts and communities. Right Now is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on writing, publishing, and marketing your books, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, world stage speakers, thought leaders, and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome. Sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi, this is Vicki Winterton, and I am thrilled today because I have with me Becca Solodon. Becca is featured in our bestseller, Cancer from Tears to Triumph, and I'm so excited to have her here with us today to share her story. Becca, thank you so much for being with us.
Of course, thanks for having me.
Becca, tell us a little bit about how cancer's touched your life.
When I was about 15 years old, my foot started hurting, and I didn't know what was going on, really. There wasn't any physical lumps or anything that you could see, but there was just an aching pain in my foot, and as time passed, it got worse and worse, and I'd be at school or hanging out with my friends, and there'd be times where I just couldn't take another step. And so I ended up going to the doctors, and they thought maybe I had fallen arches and gave me shoe inserts, and that didn't help. And they couldn't see anything on x-rays, and they put me through 6 months of physical therapy. And it still wasn't getting better, and so it just got to the point where I had to be on crutches. And then finally I had an MRI done, and they found a tumor the size of a marble in the middle of my foot. And so I went to UCLA and had a biopsy surgery, and then about 5 days later they told me that I was diagnosed with a rare aggressive form of cancer called soft tissue synovial sarcoma, and that I could get more minor surgeries to my foot, but there would be a 90% chance it would come in my lungs just because of the type of the cancer and how aggressive it is. And so they said the best way to save my life was to have a mid-calf amputation. And so when I was 16, I basically found out on the same day that I had cancer that I was also going to have an amputation. And so it was a pretty intense day, and I had to start chemotherapy right away. I had chemo for 22 hours a day for 7 days, and then I'd go home for 2 weeks and then go back in the hospital for a week and go home for 2 weeks. And it was supposed to be 11 months of that. And then I ended up having only 3 months and then had my surgery.
So, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That is incredible. So, you know, at such a young age, at being a teenager, how did you deal with this?
You know, it was very unexpected. It wasn't anything, of course, that you think is ever going to happen to you. And especially having the component of also having to have an amputation. It was a really hard, difficult time for my family, but it also, you know, you don't realize how amazing your community is sometimes until something like this happens. And there were so many people that pulled together. And I ended up meeting, when I was in the hospital, Nikki Katz, who started Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation. And she just was starting the organization while I was in the hospital. And she was a volunteer at the time on pediatrics at Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital. And she found out that I liked to sing. And just because she's amazing, and she was starting Teddy Bear, one of their very first programs was our Moments in Time program. And that's where if Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation finds out that a child is interested in something or likes something, and if they're going through a particularly hard time, they'll set up a surprise for them kind of based on their likes and interests to kind of just help them through the difficult time that they're going through. And so when she found out that I liked to sing, she had the idea to try and get something that I sang on the radio while I was in the hospital just so that I could hear it and it would make me excited. And I hadn't really recorded anything, and so she through private donors and through just spreading the word and reaching out to people, she arranged an amazing, incredible recording studio date for me. It's at a huge recording studio in Los Angeles, Westlake Studios. And she set up voice lessons for me. And so basically she set all this up. She got all the donations and got a bunch of people together to work on this project. And then she came back to the hospital and she talked to my mom and she's like, okay, I set all this up. What do you think? And at the time I had no hair. I was really sick, in bed most of the time. And it was right before I was going to have my surgery. And so we got so excited. So I ended up going to LA, to Hollywood, to have voice lessons. And I think the recording studio date was 2 or 3 days before my amputation, which was going to have to be at UCLA. And so we were in Los Angeles at this recording studio, and it was such a beautiful moment. I used to be extremely shy, and I always grew up singing, but I never would try out for solos and choirs because I was just too shy. And so when we got there, my mom's like, okay, telling the producers, like, don't expect a lot because she's not feeling well and she's really shy. And I think it was just the magic of the moment of being there, and it was so incredible and special that day. And everybody was crying the whole time. So it was supposed to be the voice coach on piano and then me singing. And then it was supposed to be only a 2-hour session. And once we started rehearsing, the producer that day got on the phone and he called in a bunch of studio musicians to come in and just told them the story. And they all came down to the studio and it turned out to be a 13-hour recording studio session. And they asked if we wanted to come back the next day and watch them mix the song. We had no clue what they were even talking about, but we were so excited and having so much fun that, of course, we came back. And then a day or two later, I was at UCLA having my amputation surgery, and my parents, they booked a hotel for my guy friends, a hotel room, and a hotel room for my female friends, and they all came down to UCLA with me for my surgery. And the music producers and the studio musicians that were there, they all came and visited me and brought me things at UCLA, and it was absolutely incredible. And the producer that day at the studio, we were talking, and we found out that he is from Santa Barbara, which is where I grew up and where I live, and his little brother went to my high school and was in the grade below me, so we just started connecting, and we kind of knew some of the same people. And so he was one of Mariah Carey's producers at the time, and so she ended up hearing about this whole story of this recording studio session and everything that I was going through, and she wanted to do something to help. And so she asked if I wanted to open her show, because she was doing the Christmas show at the Arlington Theater in Santa Barbara, in my hometown. And it was 6 weeks after I was going to have my amputation. And so it kind of, like, everything that Nikki set up through Teddy Bear just snowballed into the most incredible journey that completely took me out of the darkest time of my life and lifted it up to be the most incredible and one of the best experiences of my life. And it made me have to get up. I had to get better. I had to, you know, walk again. And so it was pretty incredible and actually very life-changing, I feel. And so, yeah, so 6 weeks after the amputation, I had a prosthetic, and I still was bald and everything, but they ended up videotaping. They videotaped in the hospital me getting chemo. They videotaped the voice lessons and the recording studio and the rehearsals, and they put a beautiful music video together, and they played it on the screen at the Arlington Theater so people could see kind of why I was there and why I didn't have any hair and everything. And it was incredible. And so after that point, I started becoming a spokesperson for Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation just to share the story, because it was such a crazy story to share and to help them with their fundraising efforts and awareness. And then when the opportunity arose where they were looking to hire somebody, I was hired at 5 hours a week on a Friday or something, and then kind of went to 3 days a week, and now I'm full-time on the program staff there, so...
Oh, my gosh. What a story.
I can't even begin to tell you how touching. Oh my gosh. It's just utterly amazing. Utterly amazing. So now Teddy Bear, that just at its inception gave so much for you, and I should mention the full name, Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation in Santa Barbara, that handles the most wonderful miracles for children and their families who are afflicted with cancer. Now you're giving back through the same organization that helped you.
Yeah. We help families that have children with cancer in the tri-counties, so Santa Barbara, San Luis Obispo, and Ventura counties, if they live there, and regardless of where they're treated, just as long as they live in the counties. And so it's really beautiful because going over to Santa Barbara Cottage Hospital, our office is right across the street, and so we get to go and see the kids sometimes and go in with the social workers. And so some of the nurses there are my same nurses. This was 12 years ago, I believe. So in 2003 was when I was diagnosed, and they still have some of the same nurses and some of the same doctors. And so it's really hopefully inspiring for the kids to know that I was in there, you know, with these doctors and with the nurses, and now I'm doing fine and my hair's back. And so I'm hoping that it gives them some sort of hope or strength, or at least just a commonality, you know, where they don't feel so alone and they see a success story, you know what I mean?
Yes. What a success story. Just unbelievable. So if you were to give advice to someone who was going to go through this now, what would it be? What kind of tips would you have for them? Because, I mean, your experience was extraordinary, to say the least.
Yeah, I know it's not. I wish that everybody that has to go through something like this could experience something so beautiful at the same time. But, you know, it's just everybody goes through different things. But I think that when I was first diagnosed, it's so scary, and I didn't know anybody that had cancer. I don't think it even was in my family, and maybe I knew somebody's grandparent that I knew of them but didn't really know them that might have had cancer. And so it just felt really kind of isolating and scary, and, you know, it was really hard. The chemo was hard. The surgery was hard. It took me 6 months to learn how to walk again. I was on crutches for 6 months. But it was also, despite it being super hard, it was also such a beautiful experience, I feel, because of all of the connections that I was fortunate to make with other families and with other kids that were going through it. And, you know, you become kind of a little village that sticks together, and you guys have each other's backs, and there are organizations like Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation, or, you know, a bunch of other organizations that are there for you. And it was incredible to see the community come together. There's people that our family didn't even know that would make us dinner, or, you know, would bring a card by the hospital. I feel like there are little blessings in disguise during the whole process, if that makes sense.
It makes total sense. How very, very beautiful. I can't tell you. And the work you're doing now, I'm in such complete admiration of what you're doing. So if people wanted to get a hold of Teddy Bear Cancer Foundation, how would they do that?
They could either call us on our main line, which is 805-962-7466, or they can go on our website, which is www.teddybearcancerfoundation.org.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Becca. I can't tell you what a joy it's been to visit with you today, and your story, it's so touching, so touching.
Well, thank you. It was really nice talking to you as well.
And for those of you out there who have joined us, thank you also for being here. And if you would like to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, you can reach us at getei.com and learn about our best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and our global broadcast and community, and learn more about the amazing people out there that we interview every week, like Becca. Thank you again, Becca. It's just incredible.
Thank you very much.
Everyone have a wonderful week.